producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Natalie, who has a 9-year-old who is a perfectionist. What are the ages of her sibs, Natalie?
She has a 20-year-old and a 19-year-old brother and sister.
Are they all from, are the same parents for all three kids or not?
No. My two older children are from my husband's previous marriage, and the 9-year-old is my husband and I.
Okay, so essentially she's functioning almost as an only child.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. So does she does well in school, I assume?
Yep, she does well in school.
Okay. Give me an example of something that she, because the issue about being a perfectionist is it can put a, the question is where's the pressure coming from? It sounds like it's coming from her. And what happens, can you give me an example of something where she didn't achieve her expectations?
So this kind of ties in, Dr. Joy, with the fact that she's also a competitive skater.
Okay.
And so she skates competitively. There's a lot of pressure from her in terms of wanting to be the best.
Okay.
And it's to a point where her last competition that she did, which was a fairly important competition, she didn't do well at all.
Okay.
She didn't come last, but she didn't do as well as she thought. And she was very hard on herself. And she, her coach is like, you know what? Okay, we make these mistakes, you know, let's move on. But she's having a hard time with that, to a point where we see that she gets she's very frightened. She doesn't want to take risks. Her teachers have said in class that if they ask her a question, if she does not know the answer completely, and sometimes the teachers feel that she does know the answer, but if she feels that it's not the correct answer, she won't even take a risk in answering it, because the question in her mind, the answer has to be perfect. And if she answers it wrong, I think she fears either being laughed at or being mocked.
Have you ever asked her about this? Have you ever said what would happen if you came up with the wrong answer?
And she says, I don't know.
Okay, well, you need to push her a little harder on that, because she does know. She obviously has some sense of it, or she wouldn't be responding in this way. We move toward pleasure and away from pain, and she's saying the pain would be too great, so I'm going to avoid it. So she has some idea of what the pain would be. You're going to have to push her a little harder on. Are there any things that she does just for fun?
She likes drawing. She loves reading. She has play dates with her friends.
Is she competitive with her friends?
No, not at all. And she's not competitive. Even though she's competitive in a competitive field, she's not, they're not hungry for the, they don't want to beat each other. They're friends, because if you are too competitive with your friend, then she doesn't ever also want to say that she's the best at anything. And I asked her why, and she said, because people will say you're a show-off, you're boasting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that happens at skating, and it happens in school, in class as well.
What is she? Have you ever asked her what she does that's fun?
Yes, I've asked her also to put down things that what she thinks she's good at and things that she's not so good at.
Okay.
Drawing is her thing. She loves drawing. She loves reading. She loves writing stories.
Okay, well, all of those are, in theory, non-competitive, right? I mean, you can't be a competitive reader other than reading more books than anybody else, but it doesn't sound to me that that's what she's doing. She just enjoys reading. With drawing, unless she submits her drawings to a contest, that's a pretty non-competitive thing to do as well. It sounds, all right, so from your point of view, Do you think, where do you think her sense of perfectionism comes? Do you think it's coming from you or her dad or her sibs or her coaches or her school? Where do you think it's coming from?
So I think my husband is, he's very competitive. He always has been. I'm not sure whether or not this is a genetic trait. I'm trying not to believe that it's a genetic trait. I'm trying to think that she's her own person. But my husband is very much, I wouldn't say he's a perfectionist, but he's very detail-oriented. So the things that he can see, and she's very much like that as well. So she can see things that sometimes are not obvious to me. She'll point things out that if she sees something, she'll go, did you notice that? You know what, in those fine Waldo pictures, she's able to find Waldo very easily, or she's able to find...
Does, what kind of work does your husband do?
My husband is in IT software sales.
Great. Okay, so he's a perfectionist. He has to make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed and all the parentheses are there. What is he? Does your husband do anything just for fun that he's not necessarily very good at but just really enjoys?
Yeah, so my husband's good at everything. I hate to say it. He really is. He's one of these guys that no matter what he's attempted, I think probably the only thing he's not good at is maybe cooking dinner.
Perfect.
He's good at cooking breakfast, but he's not cooking dinner. He has no clue.
Okay, perfect. Is he a good dancer?
We've never really danced, but my husband is, he's East Indian of nature, and his culture, there's a lot of dancing, so he would consider himself as a great dancer.
Okay. All right, that's not going to work, but I love the idea about dinner. All right, here's what we need to do. You can't do this for your daughter. Because you have a completely different personality structure than she does. And what you need to understand is a couple things. That it may not cause her as much anxiety as it's causing you. And we have to differentiate between your perspective and hers. It sounds to me that she is relatively well balanced in every area except, well, in two areas. One is skating and one is school. Being a perfectionist at school, We can let's put that aside temporarily. But the issue about skating, I would just say to her, does this give you, because she's smart, does this give you, is it more fun to do than unfun? Because you need to make a decision. The older you get, the more the competition is going to get stiffer. So all the kids who are kind of good are going to drop out at some point competitively because they just aren't as good. So the question is, do you want to continue this because it's really important to you or you really want to do well, or it's fun? Because if it's just fun, you can do it endlessly, and if you do well, that's great. If you don't, you're still having a great time doing it. You can continue if you want to do it because you want to get better at it and see how far you can take it. But if all you want to do is win, you need to think about this seriously, because people are going to, the older you get, the more serious your competition is going to be and the better they're going to be. So you have to decide if you're doing it for fun, continue to do it till you're 100 years old. If you're doing it because you want to see how far you can go, take it as far as you can go. If you're doing it because all you want to do is win, you need to think about that for the reasons we just talked about. So I would give it to her because it'll give her a different way of thinking about this. And you're leaving the decision to her. You need to understand, Natalie, that you have a different personality structure than your husband and your daughter. And for them, doing things really well and doing things really right is important. However, because you have a different personality structure, what I would do is suggest to your husband, your perfectionist husband and your perfectionist daughter, that they make dinner once a week together. Because it's something probably she's not very good at, he's not very good at, and hopefully they will discover, not that you can get better at it, because they will. And I don't want them to take a class because they'll just try and be better than everybody in the class, but to make dinner. Because when you cook, you got to do a whole bunch of things. First of all, you need to either follow a recipe, which probably neither of them are willing to do. So you have to be a bit creative. And as you and I know, the most important thing about cooking is not any particular dish, but you got to get everything ready at the same time. And that's tricky. And hopefully what both of them will do, because both of them are perfectionists, is they will get very good at it, but they will also hopefully discover something that neither of them are very good at, but that's really fun to do. And they can do it together because they have the same personality type. Let me put you on hold for just a second, come right back to you, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Natalie about her cherub, who is an interesting kind of kid in that on the one hand, she's competitive in areas that allow her to be competitive, but she's also sensitive enough and smart enough to understand that bragging, especially for girls. For boys, it's a whole different ball game. But for girls, that if she says she's the best, that she won't have any friends. That she can only she picks her areas in which to be competitive, which is pretty interesting if you think about it. So it's not. I don't think, Natalie, you have to worry as much about this as an inborn genetic trait per se, because she obviously is able to differentiate into context in which it's okay and which it's not. The question is really, is she a perfectionist? Is not is she a perfectionist, is how much is it costing her to be competitive in the areas that she's not and to be passive in the areas that she worries about. What we really need for her is to be more aware of what her motives are so she can more appropriately determine it's okay. She doesn't have to brag to her girlfriends, but it's okay to show her strengths. That she, for example, if she is really good at math, she can share her math homework with one of her friends if she wants to, especially if she can then say, look, I'll help you in math if you'll help me in geography. That she can find balance so that she's neither denying nor exaggerating her own skill level. Because that's really what, if you think about the role of an adult is to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are and not to confuse the two. And many of us do. So the fact that she has access to both behaviors, I just think she's not, of course, she's also 9 years old, and she may be a pretty sophisticated 9 years old because essentially she's surrounded by adults, right? She's got you, her dad, your ex, and her half-sibs. So she's surrounded in a world where she probably can be a baby in some areas because she gets a huge amount of attention for that. And also show off in other areas. So my guess is it's great that she has both abilities available to her. We just need for her to understand why she's doing what she's doing so she has a little bit more control and a little more fun. I mean, you hate to see a 9-year-old who doesn't do things just for fun. And maybe that's something that you can do with her of something that, is there something that you're really good at that she's not? Other than making dinner?
I think there's games. We like to have the family game night.
The thing about games is anytime you keep score, you're right back into the competition. What about something, I'm just trying to think, something that that the two of you can do together. I do want she and her father to try dinner because I think that may be something that they'll discover is kind of fun. And neither of them know how to do it. And neither of them are very good at it. And you're already better than they are. And you have to stay out of the way. You have to just let them do it. Okay?
Now, can I add something here, Dr. Joy?
Sure.
Now,
as
talking about my stepson, it actually, the children from the, my stepchildren are my husband's children. And
right.
I just got a text from my 20-year-old son saying that he applied for a job by email and he forgot to attach his resume. And he sent a text in a panic saying, what should I do? What would I do? And I didn't respond. And then he just called me because he wanted to know, what should I do? And he's also had this tendency when things don't go perfectly, like when he's hired for the job that he has, he's like, it didn't go perfect. It didn't go perfect. He has that same type of philosophy, and he gets really mad. He gets really upset. And I said, what's the big deal? And he said, because it wasn't perfect. So this I don't see it in my stepdaughter. It's in my stepson, my husband, and obviously my biological daughter.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to manage, obviously my son's 20 years old.
All right, here's what you're going to do. All right, first of all, the answer to his question is just resubmit the application with his resume on it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And
but
someone will just assume.
Not
yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Here's the deal with your stepson, and here's the deal with your daughter. Of helping them to say what's the worst that could possibly happen. And what both of them are going to say, I guarantee you, is, I don't know. Because they haven't thought about it. They're just thinking, panic, it's not perfect, I didn't have complete control over it. So by helping them to understand what's worst case scenario, for example, with your stepson, worst case scenario is someone will say resume wasn't included, or they may even not consider his application because his resume wasn't included. Or so maybe he's meant to have another job.
Mm-hmm.
So does he think that he will die? And here's the way to do it, of saying, when you say, what's the worst that could happen? So I don't know. Say, well, let's go through it. Do you think you could die from this? And he's going to laugh and say, no. They say, well, do you think you'd get sick from this? Well, no. Do you think you could never get another job as long as you live? No. And so say, oh, all right, so we've already eliminated the fact you're not going to die from it. You're probably not going to get a horrible disease. It's probably not going to ruin your prospects forever. So what could happen? And you can do the same thing with your daughter. And you can do this more than her father can. And presumably, how long you've been married to him? Presumably for at least 9 years or 10 years. So when
12 years. Yep, 12 years.
Okay. So when he does the panic, if you try to say to them, what's the big deal? You will get nowhere. And they will be dismissive and not only dismissive of you, but somewhat demeaning to you. I mean, they're going to say, well, she just doesn't get it, or, you know, she just doesn't care. So that won't work at all. But saying, okay, explain to me what's the worst that could happen here. And you can't do it pedantically. You have to do it curiously of, okay, what's the worst that could happen? And it's a terribly useful skill. Terrible is probably the wrong adverb to use here, but it's a very useful skill when any of us get in our problem. You know, I'm sitting here trying to make the equipment work yesterday and feeling, oh, my gosh, you know, I got to go in the air and, you know, I got to go on in 3 minutes. And oh, they didn't want me to do the phone because what's the worst going to happen? I thought, the worst that will happen is they'll put up another show and people will listen to it. And some people are going to think they're really smart because they came up with the answer before I did because they've heard it before. And you're not going to die. It's not going to be the end of your career. You just have to figure out how to make sure that you're on tomorrow. And so that skill of being able in a situation that feels terrible, where you really want to do a good job, what's the worst that could happen? So helping your stepson, and I'd give him a call back after you and I are finished and say, hopefully you resubmitted your application with your resume attached, and happens all the time, things that the attachments just don't quite show up with the original email. And then say, let's go through this. You know, I thought you asked a really interesting question of, it's not perfect, of what's the worst that could happen? And then walk through it with him. And with your daughter, you can do the same thing. She's got another choice here about the skating, about whether it brings her more pleasure than pain. And my guess is that she'll want to continue it at least for a while. But at least she's thinking. She always has the option.
And we've asked her, and there are times where we say, do you want to, you know, do it for fun? And the tears just stroll.
No, you can't say do it for fun. No, you have to say, does this give you more pleasure than pain? Tell me why you're doing this. Let me put you on hold for just a second. We'll do a little bit more on this, because that half the world are perfectionists. The other half are having fun. And what we need to do is somehow get a meld between those two parts. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Natalie, it's interesting that you just asked me the question about when we say to our daughter, do you want to do it for fun? She just cries. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program today, but I was talking about talking with a friend who was relaying a discussion that he had with his brother-in-law whose kid is going into the Army. And the father said, kids decided he wanted to be in the Army since he was 5 years old. And kid's about to go off to boot camp. And the father said, in a very well-meaning way, don't worry, if you can't make it, we'll still love you. And I said, wrong message. And because what the kid will hear is not that my dad loves me, because he presumably knows that, but that dad doesn't think I can do it. So when you say to your daughter, do you want to just do this for fun, then she thinks, gee, they don't think I can do it. So what I would just say to her is just figure out why you're doing this. And if it's as long as it's okay, and you may even want to put in the restriction of it's okay to do whatever you want, but you can't make us feel bad about it when you don't do what you want to do. You can't come to us and say, oh, I'm a terrible person, because it just makes us feel terrible. So you have to decide that this is something you're going to do, and you want to do the best you can do. And when you do the best, that's great. And when you don't do your best, that you're going to learn for what you have to learn and go on from it or not. You can put some, the point here, Natalie, is for your daughter to learn to understand why she's doing what she's doing. And that's all you really can hope for. You're not going to determine her personality structure. That's already determined. But you can help her understand that knowing why she's doing something is the way to make good choices that will make her, if not happy, at least content. She may not be good at happy. And that, I know from a parent's point of view, is frustrating, because we want our kids to be happy. Some kids are good at happy. Some kids aren't. And the kids who tend to be the overachievers are going to be less good at happy. They'll celebrate victories, and they may be very successful, but success and happiness are not the same thing at all. And you can also go back, I suppose, to Sophocles. What is it? I think it's Sophocles who said, it was either Sophocles or Socrates, one of the others, I think it was Socrates, who said happiness is for pigs. That your daughter may not be one of those people who will ever be easygoing, content, easy to get along with, happy. She's going to decide that she's going to be much more intense than that. But if that's who she is, that's who she is. What your job as a parent is just to help her understand what her choices are, and that's it, and why her choices.
So just to recap, go speak to her, obviously, about skating. Ask her, you know, the three choices. Ask her about that. Get my husband and her to make dinner, and I won't interfere.
Right. And explain to both of them why you're suggesting that. I'm saying both of you are really intense people who feel like if you're not perfect, that it's a, and I just want you guys to make dinner for the next 3 weeks or the next 3 days. And have some fun at it, and decide if you can learn things, if you can have fun, if you can even make a mess of the kitchen. Explain to them why you're doing it.
Sure. 'Cause
they're control freaks. They're not gonna do it without you explaining why you're doing it.
For sure. And then lastly, find something for her and I to do, something that I'm not really good at as well.
Yeah, believe it or not, If you're the grown up, she may be a bit dismissive of you, especially if, because you're not a perfectionist like her dad. But if you can figure out something that's genuinely fun that you can teach her how to do, that may be an eye opening experience for her of, well, mom may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but look what fun she had when I explained to her craniotomies or something. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Because all we want her to understand is what her choices are, what the ramifications are, so she can make whatever choices make sense to her. And her choices may not make a whole lot of sense to you. Your choices may not make a whole lot of sense to her. But the two of you will have a productive relationship if both of you can explain why you're making choices. You don't have to agree with each other, but at least you can explain to the other one. Because an explanation is a mark of respect. It's saying, I want you to know, I think you can understand this. You don't have to agree with me, but here's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
So try to be able to get that place of where, I'm not so high detail-oriented as both my husband, my stepson, and my daughter are.
Right.
And that I'm more of that median person. And is it more to help her to see, like you said, the choices? Is it more to help her see that, you know what, when I make decisions or I make a choice and it's not necessarily perfect, that it's okay that I do that?
Well, that it's enjoyable, that even when you're wrong, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
I mean, let me just give you a quick example if I can. My daughter is very smart in areas that I'm not quite as smart as she is. Mostly because her information, and there are areas where I'm smarter than she is. Those ones that we both stay away from, because I don't need to prove it to her, and she's a kid, so it doesn't work real well for her. But areas where she knows, I know a little bit, and she knows a lot, give her great pleasure to explain to me. And that's fine, because, I don't need to be smarter than she is. But one of the things that happened is she's bigger than I am, and she's taller than I am. And we went into the ocean one day where we should, neither of us should have been in the ocean. There was a riptide, but we both of us decided that we wanted to try it. And what she said was, "Mom, hold on to me," which I, because look, what do moms do? Moms are always saying to their kids, "Hold on to me." And she said it to me. And because she's bigger than I am and stronger than I am, it seemed like a perfectly good idea. And we had really a lot of fun. And then it was getting dangerous. So we came back in and a wave knocked me over and I reached out and I knocked the bottom of her bathing suit off. And it's one of the things that both of us cherish because both of us were laughing so hard we didn't think we were going to be able to get out of the water because it was the antithesis of perfectionism. It was me sort of doing something incredibly klutzy to somebody, but it tickled both of us so much. And I think for both of us it was a real learning experience in ways that's very hard to explain because basically mothers are supposed to take care of daughters. Mothers, in theory, are supposed to know more than daughters. She was bigger than I was. She was stronger than I was. She was more protective than I was. And here's her mom who's not, I mean, she has a certain amount of respect for me, and there are things that I know that she doesn't. Knocked her bathing suit off. So, and you could see it was just one of those experiences, and that's kind of what I'm trying to find for you and your daughter, something where you screw it up in a way that's unconventional. I mean, it can't just be something that you're so dumb that she, she's just disdainful. It has to be something that you screwed up so royally and you didn't care and it was fun for both of you. And that's what, because all we're really trying to show her is options. She's going to have to make her own decisions about areas that she feels strongly about, areas where she's willing. I mean, that I'm sort of a klutz sometimes, and it doesn't. But I'm also a grown up, and so being a grown up and being a klutz, and also having some areas, all of us need a safe place to stand, which is where our strengths are. But from that safe place, as you point out, we want to take risks because if we don't take risks, we're never going to learn anything new, ever.
Yeah, okay. And that's what her teachers say. She needs to, when she's answering a question, take the risk, even though it may not be perfect. Take the risk in answering it. And
all right, here's what you're going to do about that. And I'm so glad you brought that back because that's the most important area. That's the area between. That's the area between skating and making dinner. And it's important for her because that's where she's going to be for the next decade. Saying to her, every time you take a risk in class where you answer something that you think you might be right but you're not completely sure and you do that, if you tell me or your teacher tells me or both, you get a prize for that, and you can figure out what the prize is. It may be that, and she'll tell you what the prize is, and what she tells you the prize is will be very helpful because that will tell you what's important to her, what kind of reward she wants. It may be a new pair of skates. Pardon?
Yeah, it's usually a stuffed animal, or it's a workout outfit for skating.
Okay, whatever it is. You may need it. It goes on for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. You don't want it to go on forever, and that she needs to accumulate 2 or 3 stars in a week or something. So she just learns by this is the experimental, the biofeedback part, where you're going to try something and see what happens, and then evaluate it.
Okay.
And there's a reward. All right?
All right. I like that. Yep, that'll work. Okay.
Good enough. And you've got the whole thing will be on podcast in about 20 minutes. All right? And go to drjoy.com and download. All righty?
Yep. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. And one of the reasons I spent so long with Natalie is also, if you listen to the call, that there were like 3 or 4 separate questions in there, is perfectionism is such – perfectionism to a certain extent is a statement of insecurity. It's saying that if I'm not perfect, people won't love me or – that something, and it's an unspoken kind of fear. And that's why saying what's the worst that could happen can be very, very useful. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well done, Jacob. Okay, we've got a bunch of movies that are opening this weekend, and the question is anything going to knock off Deadpool? Well, maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. The movie that probably has, believe it or not, the best shot is Zootopia, which is the newest from Disney, talking about inclusiveness and tolerance, which most of their movies are about these days. We've got a whole bunch of anthropomorphic animals. We've got a con artist Fox, who's voiced by Jason Bateman, how How Charming Can One Be? And a rookie bunny cop that's voiced by Jennifer Goodwin to uncover a conspiracy. Conspiracy seems to be the hallmark of the, in fact, I think all the movies, or almost all the movies this week have to do with conspiracies in one form or another. Disney has this knack of being able to put out movies. It won Best Animation for Inside Out. This one will please kids and adults. It's clever. At one point, the rookie bunny is using a laptop, and instead of the apple, it's got a carrot on it. I mean, I think that's clever. Attention to detail and some smart kind of funny things. It's also got Idris Elba and Jenny Slate and a whole bunch of famous voices that you can kind of pick out. And the standout creatures are really the sloths here that I'm not going to tell you anything about. But they're... It's some really clever stuff in here. Your kids will love it, and it's smart enough that you'll enjoy it as well. London Has Fallen, a lot of people didn't like. I sort of did. Believe it or not, it's actually a shorter movie at 99 minutes than Zootopia's is. I mean, that's, what, 10 minutes shorter. And Zootopia is a little long, to be quite honest. Probably should have been a little bit shorter. But we've got Gerard Butler playing Mike Banning, who is now a full-fledged Secret Service agent to the president, Aaron Eckhart. We've got Morgan Freeman as the vice president, Angela Bassett as part of the Secret Service staff as well. It turns out that there is a prime minister's funeral in London, and the question is what's really going on here? Mike has bad feelings about it. And it turns out it's, you're going to find out in the first 3 seconds. It's a terrorist plot, and you'll find out why. And if you saw Olympus Has Fallen, it's very much like that. Same basic cast. It's an interesting movie. I mean, it's a bubblegum movie. Will it knock off Deadpool? Unlikely. But Aaron Eckhart makes a good president. Gerard Butler has a couple movies out this week. All right, so let's see what else we got here. We've got a couple movies that didn't screen, which I refuse to talk about, whether that's a good sign or a bad sign. We've got The Wave, which is, this is kind of a Nordic version of the Poseidon Adventure, except instead of human error, this one is Mother Nature saying, do not mess with me. So we're talking about the fjords in Norway, and the idea being that you've got these little towns that are perched historically and beautifully for tourists at the foot of the fjords. Well, fjords basically are mountains, right? And it turns out relatively unstable mountains. And so that they are monitored, and there's a warning system that gives you 10 minutes to get out of the way once the seismographic computers have said, we've got a shift here. Because the idea is that the mountains, very much like an iceberg, can calf. I don't think that's actually the term. They call it avalanche, which is not snow. This is just mountain shale coming down into the water. Well, the water is deep and contained, which means you can get tsunamis that are like 80 meters tall. Well, a meter is about 3 feet, right? So you're talking about the length of a football field coming and washing your town away. This is a bunch of very good actors, and one of them, of course, is a seismic engineer, geological engineer, who's spending his last day in the small town before he takes his cute daughter, his teenage rebellious son, and his beautiful wife, who works at the local hotel, to go work for the oil companies. Never a good idea. Whenever you leave your low-paying, rustic job to go work for capitalists, something terrible is going to happen to you on your last day. It's a basic staple of movie plots. This one, you're going to be biting your fingernails. The special effects are amazing. And you know, because if you look at the poster, the water's coming down. So there's no question that there's going to be a wave. The question is, who survives? There's some issues about who survives and how they survive and why they survive, but you may or may not notice that. I tend to notice things like that. But if you like disaster movies, this one will keep you in. It keep you interested. Emily is, we're talking about, I guess, so we've got, number one is the Zootopia conspiracy. London Has Fallen is a political conspiracy. The Wave is a Mother Nature's conspiracy. We've got Emily, who is the seemingly perfect babysitter. You know at the beginning of this movie you've got problems because literally in the first 10 seconds somebody kidnaps a woman. Okay, so you know that this isn't going to be your usual Mary Poppins kind of movie. Emily is played by Sarah Bulger, who is a sweet-faced woman, but you know very early on because the babysitter allows the kids to do whatever they want, including eating a whole package of cookies after licking them and watching porn. Hello, this is going to be the nightmare of every parent who's ever had a kid watch their kids while they went out for anniversary dinner. It's an upsetting movie. They clearly expect to have a sequel to this one. It is well played. I think the kid's name is, I'm trying to remember who the kid's name is. I think it's Thomas Baer. Maybe it's Carl Bailey. I don't know the kid's name. I'm not sure I've seen him before. But the kid is really wonderful in this one. He's got a big brother and a four-year-old. Psychologically, this one's kind of interesting as well about why the reason. Let's see if it says who the kid is. No, it's not telling me who the kid is. Well, let's see if I can find out. Because the 10-year-old is wonderful. I think Carl Bailey. No, that's Officer Morton, so that's not who it is. Let's see if I can find who the kid is. It's not Christopher. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't find it for right now, but because they listed it alphabetically, a major problem for me. But it's worth seeing. Your kids will probably get a kick out. This is the perfect movie for 18-year-old boys because the lead character is sexy and beautiful. But maybe 10-year-old boys. I don't know. This is a movie you should probably preview before you let your kids see it. And if you're thinking about breaking in a new babysitter, you may want to pass on this movie just for your own sense of well-being. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.